This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Detroit, Michigan, is Rick Ector, the director. How you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm a little cold. You know what?
And
you're probably not surprised since I'm from Detroit. And
well, I mean, we have.
Man, I'm looking at the calendar, and if it's not the first day of spring, it's going to be tomorrow or like the day after that. But I definitely do not feel spring in the air.
Right.
It's cold, man.
It is.
And it was actually snowing yesterday for a brief spell. I mean, nothing that would accumulate, but, I mean, you look up and you see all that white stuff falling from the sky, and it's slightly depressing, but I am just going to, like, ignore it. I'm going to pretend like it's not there. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put on a brave face. I'm not going to put on any boots. I'm just going to throw on some athletic shoes, and I'm just going to pretend like it's not there.
It got
you remember that comedy from, like, the 70s? It was a talk show in primetime called Soap,
yes.
The Burt and the Campbell.
Yes, I do. I do remember that.
And that was that one character, the kooky elderly gentleman.
Indeed.
And he would move his hands and go whoop, and like he would then believe that he was invisible, but everyone else just played along with it.
Right.
But of course, he was not invisible. Well, that's how I'm going to be with the weather. I'm going to shake my hands for like 2 seconds and snap my fingers, and I'm going to pretend like it's not cold outside and there's no wet, icy stuff falling from the sky. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, it got into the 20s here night before last. Last night it got into the 30s. See, I have this rule with the bonsai trees. When the trident maple starts growing leaves again, all the trees are supposed to go outside. But there's some trees that can't be out there under 40 degrees. So I keep taking them out during the day and bringing them in during the night. Taking them out during the day and bringing them in during the night. So
is this like what you normally do, or when you actually take them out, you think that you're going to take them out and leave them out, but then Mother Nature says, wait just a minute,
yeah,
and changes your plan. Yeah. It just laughs at you every day.
Right. Every day.
Okay.
Every day.
And you just won't just be stubborn and leave them in until you get like maybe, I don't know, maybe 5 good days of weather before you make a final call on it?
Well, I mean, you know, with a tree, trees like to photosynthesize. And
right.
So when they want to, you know, and when that's available, every day that you can do that for them is a good day for the tree. And, I mean, you have to be out there caring about the tree.
So logistically speaking, I'm trying to figure out how big of a deal is this. How many bonsai trees do you have?
21.
And how many can you safely transport at a time?
Well, I mean, I have to, you know, bring them in and out of from outside. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like how many at a time can you move indoors and outdoors back and forth daily?
Well, the ficus tree weighs 70 pounds and is about as wide as a door. So that one I can pick up by itself, but I have to pick that up and bring it in bodily. And then the rest of them are smaller in a pre-bonsai stage. They're just now beginning to get some. What makes a bonsai tree is the trunk.
Huh.
So you're taking a tree and you're basically stunning its growth. And you continually pull the tree out of the pot, cut the root ball down, stick it back in there. Now it's got room to grow. And then you keep doing that over and over again over the course of its life. And I've got, you know.
So when you take it outside, you immediately take it out of the pot?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not unless I'm repotting it.
Okay.
I mean, some of these trees that you get, Rick, you get them out there and you buy them and you just sit there and look at them for 2 years before you worry about touching them again.
So this is a major investment in time, merely moving these trees daily based on the whims of Mother Nature.
Right.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay. Man, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You are more spry and agile and energetic than I would be. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't think that's the case, Rick. How many push-ups do you do today?
What's that?
How many push-ups do you do a day now?
Oh, man, not as many as I had been doing. I had been doing at least a couple hundred, man.
Right? I mean, yeah, that's a degree of spry.
I mean, it's more an exercise in terms of maintenance, but in terms of like shocking my muscles and spurring growth and trying to see if there's any local, competitions. I'm not entertaining those ideas now due to the fact that I don't have very much time to put into it as much as I had earlier, man. But, it's just daily maintenance, making sure that I can still, move about and get around. And if I ever get challenged by the president to do push-ups, man, I will be confident that I will prevail as the victor.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, you'd probably get jumped up on the down.
I can't remember exactly when, but I know it was within recent memory. I believe he challenged somebody to push-ups. I think he did. So.
Yeah. nobody went out there and actually go, okay, get in the front leaning rest position. Mr. President.
If you actually accepted that challenge, would you feel, a slight twinge of guilt if you actually outperformed in terms of the exercise doing more push-ups?
Right.
Or would you almost have to, like, in good conscience, just let him win, because he's an older guy and because he is the president, you don't want to hurt the ego of the commander-in-chief?
Indeed.
I don't know.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
His ego.
You might find all sorts of weird things happening with your property too, man. Suddenly your water doesn't work. You got erratic light service. I don't know. Any other weird things that he might not officially sanction, but sympathizer might do on his behalf, man. You know what? Just let the old guy win, man. Just let him win, man.
Indeed. Yeah, I guess. That's not if I could get into a push up contest with that old man, you could bet I would do my very level best to just stomp him into the mud on that one. that's just me.
Without even a twinge of guilt.
Without a twinge of guilt. But so, listen, tell everybody how to find you because we're coming up on the first break.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I am on NRA's Board of Directors, currently running for re-election. You can find me, Rick Ector. I'm on all the popular social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, IMDb, and here every week on Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And we do the Rick Ector, the director, talking stuff. In that event, that's always the fun thing for me because I have the most fun with Rick. But that's just the way things are when the two of us hang out. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to AceFirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rick Ector, the director. Now, you run Rick's Firearms Academy. You are the guy that,
man, you train firearms instructor, founder,
yeah,
chief brain safety officer, dishwasher, and cook.
There you go. So let me ask you a question. When you're training somebody, do you ever put them, do you ever have like scenarios where like, okay, you have to shoot between three good guys to hit the bad guy who's in the back, and you have to shoot this guy here, and you've got to get behind cover here. Do you ever do any of that?
Not in a basic CPL class, nah. Basic CPL for the listening audience is the class that individuals have to take to get their concealed pistol license. There are opportunities to teach more than one shooting stance, and as part of the curriculum, we talk about quite a few shooting stances, and to be by the book, you know, we are supposed to have them shoot from at least two shooting positions, usually the isosceles and the weaver.
Right.
Of course, there's a whole bunch of other shooting stances that other people can engage in, but just isosceles and the weaver.
So that's something you don't do. Have you ever done it?
Well, I mean, in terms of if we're doing an advanced class, then yeah, there is definitely space and the agenda to definitely go into more advanced stuff that is beyond what you would expect for someone to take in a basic firearm safety course, for sure.
Right.
Here in Michigan, believe it or not, our class to get the permit is 8 hours. I was just talking with a colleague from Illinois, and their class is 16 hours. So, you know, I was asking him on a prior conversation about the subject, well, what exactly do they talk about past that first initial 8 hours? And they basically talk a lot about the history of the statute and gun laws in general, nothing that actually adds to the shooter's ability to better physically perform. Is just 8 hours of filler on top of the standard curriculum that you would expect someone to be in, say, for example, the NRA's firearm safety training class. But and you know, you compare and contrast that, and I was talking with a friend a few days ago who actually called me earlier today, but I had to like tell him that I'll talk to him later because I was due to be on the phone with you.
Yep.
And their class in Florida, their concealed carry class is only 1 hour. Now, when you look in terms of what the statutory requirements are, you know, there are some people who will tell you, hey, you shouldn't need to take a training class in the first place. Plus, we're in the throes of a resurgence of constitutional carry all across the country. And there are more states who are coming into the fold, it seems, on a regular, ongoing basis. And no, I don't believe that you should have to have a training class to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. However, what I will say is that if you are a responsible gun owner, you will ensure that you are properly trained on how to holster, how to carry, how to load, unload, and safely discharge that firearm.
So, here's my question, though.
All right, here comes the question.
Here comes the question. So, in the event that you get out there and you are training with someone, would you ever put somebody in a drill that doesn't actually, that is not actually based upon something that you would really do?
Would I ask someone to go through some type of a drill?
Okay, let me give you
on something that I wouldn't do, normally do.
So let me give you an example, okay? So like clearing a room. Okay. Clearing a room is something that's a small unit thing. Individuals can do it, but when you're an individual doing it, when you go in, you have got to be all things all at one time. And it's a whole different setup when you're clearing a room as an individual. You're not breaching and going in. You're breaching and looking in. And
the first thing that comes to mind is from a truly beginner's standpoint,
yeah,
like I'm talking about someone who's completely new to the topic and to the subject at hand, right?
Right.
That probably wouldn't be among the first things that we would talk about or entertain talking about.
Right.
As a matter of fact, when I'm looking at clientele or students who could potentially be so brand new to the subject, if they were at home, I would lean towards directing them to this whole concept of a safe room. If they're at home and someone's trying to breach their home and try to otherwise assault them, probably I'm not being totally genuine, because personally myself, based on my mindset, my conditioning, and the offense that I would take, I would more than likely engage that subject or subjects directly immediately, but that's not something I would necessarily teach or advocate someone who's totally brand new to firearms. So I would, from a professional standpoint, knowing that I'm dealing with newbies, I would gravitate to that whole idea and concept towards going to a safe room. Now, I say that first because if you're taking the other position, that is, say, for example, you're coming home after being gone for a while,
right,
and you think that someone's in your house and you think that you need to clear your house, okay, that's probably the scenario that would be more in line in terms of what you were thinking about. In terms of, again, me talking to a complete newbie, someone who doesn't really have much experience in the matter,
right,
I would probably err on the side of caution as an instructor potentially dealing with newbies to call the police, tell them that you believe you've been the subject of a break-in and you believe that there may still be people in your residence, and let them come and clear your house.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
personally speaking, again, personally speaking, I have come home and there was nothing that was noticeably breached, but I had something go off in my head that made me think that I wasn't alone, and I immediately drew my firearm and cleared my own house.
Hold up right there before you go any further, because we're coming up on the next break.
It went fast.
Yeah, because I was making you answer questions. Talking to Rick Ector, the director. We'll continue on with this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. An immigration riot is unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Accounts indicate that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. Footage shows a number of migrants engaging in altercations with soldiers. The incident coincides with the ongoing struggles of border states amidst the immigration crisis. New York Attorney General Letitia James is suggesting Donald Trump pay cash for his $450 million civil fraud penalty. Wednesday, she told the appellate court that the former president has failed to explore all his options for meeting that obligation. History may repeat itself as a Republican leader plans to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson stated on CNBC's Squawk Box on Thursday that he would love for the Prime Minister to speak before a joint session of Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rick Ector, the director. I guess more now, in terms of, and what you're describing is that you would be putting something into context for the student as far as when would you actually do this, and that's an important part of any drill, is giving them the context under which they're, you know, the circumstances under which they're working. I myself, if I come home and nobody, none of mine are in the house, and it looks like somebody's broken into the house, normally I would say you don't go in, you just call the cops and let them come in.
But yeah, that's their job, and that's what they're trained to, and you know what? Why unnecessarily put yourself in harm's way when you have a public servant whose job it is to do that kind of,
right,
that type of stuff?
I would probably do it anyway, just because I have a dog that is really part of the family in the house. And
okay.
I would probably come in just to make sure everything is okay with that. And it, you know.
Well, see, with me, it would. I don't have a dog or any other pets, man. With me, it's just strictly ego, man.
Right.
You had the absolute nerve to go into my house.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you hadn't considered the fact that I might come home before you get out.
Hadn't taken that in consideration, huh? Yeah, that would be a thing. So, but back to, and this is the what I'm asking conceptually. If you are showing somebody a drill and you're having them do a drill in a manner that you know is not the real way to do it, if you're going to train to do it. Like, if you know that when you move to point A, you're supposed to be doing something behind point A, say it's cover. Say you're behind cover. So, if you're not going to address the cover situation the way you really would do it, why would you train that way? Why would you practice the incorrect way when you're trying to develop muscle memory to begin with?
I would say in general terms, whether you're going through a exercise to practice clearing a house or a room or some other environment, I would think or I would hope and I would expect that you would practice the way you would do it if it was real. I mean, why would you go through an exercise and risk confusing yourself? I mean, if you're practicing something, you're ideally, the way I'm thinking, is that if it actually happens, you have some experience with doing it and you'll just do it the way you've always trained to do it.
Well, that's the problem. If that's the way you're training to do it, that's where I would be a little concerned about it, because so I'm doing something and I'm coming up and I'm going to do it exactly the way I would have done it when I was in the infantry, right, as far as addressing cover.
Okay.
But I'm doing it with a handgun. So, you know, this is a one-handed shooting experiment or one-handed shooting drill and everything. And now, here's let me ask you this about this part, too. Everybody I know talks about, well, if you get shot in one arm and you have to carry on the fight one-handed, what are you going to do? And, well, they never actually answer the question that I ask, which is, well, if you get shot, what are you going to do when you go into shock? Are you still going to be in a gunfight, or are you going to be laying on your back being in shock?
Well, I mean, you never know until it happens, man. And here's the interesting thing. I follow self-defense shootings whenever I can find them, and I actually came across a woman's story here in Detroit who actually was injured while she was in a gunfight in her own home.
Right.
She came and there was people in her house and she actually got shot, and to her credit, despite being shot, she carried on the fight, man. And, you can't anticipate being able to carry on the fight, but, I would assume that it's probably in your best interest to think that you would be able to and have the mindset that you will. At the other end of the spectrum, if you get hit in such a manner that you can't take on, you can't continue the fight, then it's a moot point.
Right. There's a lot of things that are going to come into play as to whether you're going to be able to stand up and consciously think, oh, I have to switch my gun to my other hand. If you manage to hold on to the gun, if you manage to hang on to the gun of your strong hand after you take one in the extremity, the shoulder, that side of the body, you've actually done quite the thing, haven't you? That's quite an accomplishment just to think about that, isn't it?
It really is. But, you know, it's so much that's going on at that time, man. I mean, you can't necessarily rely upon your body helping you, but the body is really an amazing machine, man. You know, you pumping with adrenaline and you're increasing your oxygen flow and your field of vision is narrowing to enhance your ability to see and your ability to hear. And it's a really weird environment. If you've ever been in a scenario in which you've been suddenly shocked or startled, you may have a slight idea as to what that's like. I had an incident with a little pit bull one day, and as it was going on, I was doing my best not to shoot the dog on thing,
right?
But it kept charging me, and I kept running it off, and then it would turn around and come back and keep charging. And as I was actually going through this process of yelling at it while I had my gun in my hand, hoping that I didn't have to actually unnecessarily shoot the dog if I didn't have to. I mean, if I had to, I was going to, but I was thinking more so about not necessarily hurting the dog, because I'm an animal lover, but I know it was not really the dog's fault. It was a bad owner who did a bad job of raising it, and, you know, if he actually got out of his fence or got out of his cage or yard, that it's something that the public would have to contend with. And so eventually I shoot it off to the point where I didn't have to shoot it, but I was fully prepared to do so. But, you know, after it was over and I didn't realize it, but, you know, I was really huffing and puffing, man. And it's not so much that I overexerted myself, it's that I was dealing with being under stress. But as I was under stress, I didn't really realize it in the moment until the dog had went off on its merry business and I had to contend with my physical aftermath. So.
Yeah, I could see where that would be a thing. I mean, I don't want to shoot a dog either, but by the same token, especially dealing with an animal. Do you think an animal is more predictable than a human?
I would say so because as a human, I'm probably have that human being arrogance that we're the smartest creatures or beings on the earth. Yeah, but I think there are some intelligent animals out there, and I think dogs are among them, and some of them are smarter than we give them credit.
Well, that's I carry for self-defense, and I would defend myself in the event that I had to with an animal, but I would hope I wouldn't have to with an animal. I would hope I did not.
You know, and it's one of those things that happens. Yes, I've had some, you know, near calls with dogs, and, you know, the popular breed in this town seems to be pit bulls. I don't see any other stray dogs other than pit bulls. I guess they're the only ones that attempt to get away, man. But, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I know for sure that if one ever came charging from my previous experiences, I know I have no problems with drawing on it. You know, my whole thing was really trying not to actually have to shoot it if I didn't have to.
Right.
Not because of a reluctance or fear, but because I didn't necessarily want to hurt it if I didn't have to. I mean, and yes, I guess I'm drawing a line, and hopefully I don't come across as a hypocrite.
Hang on right
because
there.
If it
Hang
was,
on right there.
Because if it was a human being, I wouldn't give the human being the benefit of the doubt.
Talking to Rick Ector, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And I'm talking to Rick Ector, the director. We've been talking about training and realism and training and, you know, one or two scenarios primarily. Are you going to expand into the self-defense realm? Or, I mean, I guess urban self-defense is relatively easy in that it's probably going to happen when you least expect it. There's no stance, there's no preparation for it or anything. It's just going to present itself, and you got to be ready to go then, right?
I mean, it can happen literally at any point, at any time. You know, and some of the things that we talk about, you know, in this whole realm of personal protection is that even though it will come out of nowhere as it seems, there are some things that you can do to head that off or reduce the likelihood that it comes. And I know that on prior conversations, we talked about, you're having a practice of active awareness and being conscious of where you are, who's around you and what folks are doing.
Right.
And not to be distracted with walking around with, you know, earbuds or ear pods in your ear, distracting you, listening to music if you're going for a daily stroll or paying attention when you're actually in your vehicle or anytime your vehicle comes to rest and you're at a traffic signal or in a busy intersection or stuck in traffic. You know, those few precious moments in which you have to get yourself geared up to take action, I mean, they could be significant to the point that you could find yourself even further behind the curve in terms of your reaction. But, you know, it's something I think about all day. And sometimes, to be quite honest, I wonder if I'm too preoccupied with it. But, you know, even if you find yourself out and about and you're at a mall or you're going shopping or just going for a daily stroll in the neighborhood, I mean, you just literally have to be prepared for it at any place and at any time.
Right.
When you're driving, man, and you're like, if you're driving, I would say you're probably safest, I guess, if you're on the highway going 65 miles an hour.
Yep, yep.
But even then, if you cut a person off, and some of the crazy stories we've seen in the news these days, might be some knucklehead that pulls a gun out on you and start waving it on the highway or starts taking shots at you, you know.
Have you seen the video of that guy that shoots at somebody out? He's in his car and he shoots through his own windshield at somebody as they come driving by.
No, I have not. But you know what? I'm going to look for it once we're done today. I mean, he actually
filmed himself doing it. He filmed himself doing it too.
He specifically filmed himself doing it, or did he have one of those camera systems that's set up to automatically record everything?
He's got one of those things that's set up to record everything. But, you know, normally, you look at somebody like that normally, Rick, and what they're doing, I mean, I have one of those cameras, although it's only aimed out because of insurance fraud. And because I became aware that with, like, around here in South Carolina, if you have if somebody hits you and you have an accident, they're going to try to attach some sort of blame to you, even if you're just sitting there not moving. So I decided to put a camera on the front of the car. You know, in the windshield, to where that would show up, to where they would be like, well, obviously you were doing this wrong or that wrong, or it wouldn't have happened, so I can show them, obviously not. So that's why I have it. But, I mean, some of these guys take it to another extreme where they've got it facing into the car. This guy had it facing into the car as well. So, yeah, that was an interesting interesting thing. But I do agree with you, though. I do agree. Well, in the United States, I would agree with you. In Mexico, maybe not so much.
I mean, that's just one other thing to keep in mind. I mean, if you're continually recording yourself and you know that you're being recorded, and not only can it show that you're the innocent victim, it can also show if you made some mistakes in your judgment and or your actions. So be careful of what you ask for, I guess.
Indeed. Indeed. But, I mean, urban defense would probably be...
When I think of urban defense, man, I mean, there's just so many people here, and it literally can happen anywhere.
Right.
And it's not like in some places, I'm not sure exactly how you're situated where you are at home, man, but you may not come into contact with a lot of people who have that potential as much as I do. But, you know, it's like anytime you step out the house, man, it could be go time. Who knows? I mean, I'm not anticipating someone standing outside my door when I leave, but maybe I leave at the same time every day. Maybe there's somebody waiting for me right outside my front door.
Right.
Never know.
Never know. Never, ever,
you just
got to
be ready.
Yes.
It could be go time at any moment, man. And I think I do a decent job of being ready. And hopefully I'll never have to find out.
So... one of the things I was thinking, I think it's one thing, like with a red dot on a gun. When I was taking the red dot class, Steve Fisher was having us zero the red dot at 25 yards. And the reasoning for this was that a grocery aisle, most grocery aisles are between 25 and 27 yards long.
Okay.
And Steve has a law enforcement background, so... and in Steve's mind, and I think in a lot of people's minds, there's going to be sometimes, especially if you're, you know, LEO mindset, that there's going to be shots you have to take, regardless of distance or something like that, or proximity. And so, to that end, we zeroed our optics at 25 yards. And it did work, okay. Because a 25-yard zero is going to work at 10, right? It's going to work at 10.
Yeah, sure.
So, but, I mean, that's as far as we got into the scenarios there. From there on, we were working more on technique and shot grouping and, you know, speeding up the tempo and trying to continue to keep that shot grouping as tight as we could.
Yeah.
And you know, a combat string of shots going out there. And not so much on move. We didn't move at all. And when somebody was asking him about his stance, he said, well, what stance? I'm going to be standing here just doing nothing, and a gunfight's going to present itself, and I'm going to draw standing however I'm standing at the time.
Okay. I can feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically going to default to your training, whatever that is, whatever you feel most comfortable with, whatever doesn't require your brain to think, that's what you're going to actually do. Shooting at 25 yards, the only way I can't imagine myself shooting defensively at 25 yards, because you're going to run into that whole legal question.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? That's where I begin to ask questions, because there's possibility, plausibility, and self-defense, especially when you're a civilian. like Eli Dickens, who shot at that guy from 40 yards in Indianapolis.
Huh?
Okay, I can see he was justified. He was doing it because he had a rampage killer in front of him. But in most cases, somebody 25 yards away, I don't know under what, besides him shooting at you, I don't know under what circumstance you can get out there and justify it, call it self-defense when they're 25 yards away.
Yes, you got the distance, and you got to take into account the operating environment in which you're shooting, man. I mean, if there's a ton of people around, I mean, you may unnecessarily be putting yourself in legal jeopardy with regards to your shots if some other person comes in the area, like some car comes zipping by. I mean, there's a whole lot of variables there, but, I mean, use your common sense, right?
Yep.
Can you actually advise people to use their common sense and trust that they have common sense?
That's the hope, isn't it? we're before we think too much about it, we're coming up on the time that you need to tell everybody where to find you. But before we get to that, I'd like to thank you for taking the time once again to spend some time with me and Lock and Load. So thank you for that.
And my honor, pleasure, and privilege. Glad to be here every week. Director, actor on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. If interested people are interested in catching up with me, find me on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, IMDb, and of course, every week here, director, actor on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
Director, actor, and he's up for re-election on the NRA board. So if you've already got the magazine, vote for him, tear it out, send it in, be done.
Thanks
you.
A lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining me today. Hour number three is coming up. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.